Katrina Ferguson is our book reviewer. She's in the Auckland studio. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Right, such a buzz around this novel. Snapped up the rights for Hollywood already. It's a debut novel by the New Zealand writer Rose Carlisle. Tell me about The Girl in the Mirror.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. There's been a real flurry of media attention about this book, and it's been leaping off the shelves, and it has caused that stir internationally as well, which is quite unusual for a first novel. However, we are firmly in the territory of psychological thriller here, and that is a genre that's been wildly popular over recent years, and I think this is a really good version of this kind of book. It works really well. And so the plot centres around identical twin sisters, Iris and Summer. The novel is told largely through the voice of Iris, who, despite the physical similarities between herself and her sister, has spent her life feeling overshadowed by the more confident, charming and self-assured Summer, who she believes has the inner beauty that Iris feels she lacks herself. And as the novel opens, we're immediately confronted by the difference in Iris and Summer's lifestyles. We learn that Summer is on a luxury yacht in Thailand with her wealthy, handsome, charismatic husband as Adam and stepson Tarquin. Iris, meanwhile, is essentially homeless, has just split up with her husband and is unemployed. However, out of the blue, Iris gets a call from a frantic Summer. Adam and Summer have found themselves in urgent need of help to get their yacht out of Thailand. And Summer begs Iris to fly out from Australia and help Adam get the yacht to the Seychelles. Iris is surprised by the request, but she has nothing better to do and is also incentivized by the idea of spending 2 weeks alone on a yacht with her handsome brother-in-law. So she's a little bit naughty. But she accepts the invitation and is soon on her way to Thailand. And then adding to the tension around the sibling relationship, there's a strong undercurrent of unease that runs through the entire family because of a complicated inheritance established by the twins' father before he died. In his will, he pitted the twins and his five other children against each other by offering his vast fortune to whoever marries and is the first to produce an heir, kind of first amongst all of the children. As the oldest siblings, Summer and Iris have a bit of a head start on that. But there are other family members who also have their eyes on the main prize. So there's plenty going on here. We've all the elements of a supercharged thriller, including a really suspenseful and very well-plotted mystery that was full of twists and turns, and that was kind of combined with these really vividly drawn central characters, especially Iris, who isn't wildly likable in some ways, but she is very compelling and fascinating, and that made her a really engaging character.
All right. How much can you give away of how the plot unfolds?
Well, it's a little bit of a tricky one, really, because I would hate to spoil it for anybody. But I mean, what I can say is that it is a page turner right from the get go, and it delivers on its plot right until the very final paragraph. It's very clever, and it's full of the way in which the twins play mental games with each other and those around them. And she really exploits the potential for drama in that kind of twin dynamic. And as well as that thing around the twins, there's that notion of doppelgangers and mistaking identity, who we really are, how we present ourselves to the world, how we want to be seen as opposed to what's going on underneath. So
there it's both literal and sort of metaphorical in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
How sophisticated is a first novel? I was just reading, there's an interview with the author yesterday on Sunday morning, actually, and I was reading her saying that the interest of the film studios seemed to bring in some additional editing, actually. You know, this is often the challenge sometimes with even a very good first novel, is the editing able to sort of, you know, polish the underlying quality. And has that happened here?
Well, I thought it was a pretty fast-paced book with some really kind of taut writing. It's plot and it's character-driven, and the writing serves those both really well. And it moves everything along swiftly. I think, you know, where it might have had a hiccup could have been in the plot, but it actually holds together really well. And it's hard to tell whether that's due to the editing or the author, but I suspect it's coming from the author.
So just a real talent who's hit it with the first novel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as I said, you know, she's really kind of brought into the zeitgeist for this, the trend in these kind of books. And I think that part of the reason readers like them is that they provide, you know, a real insight into the darkest parts of the human mind. And they play with the mind of the characters, but also the readers at the same time. But you can enjoy that experience from a safe vantage point. You're not putting yourself at risk while you're really getting an insight into how some twisted minds operate.
Great stuff. You are recommending. Thank you. Katrina Ferguson, The Girl in the Mirror, is by Rose Carlisle. It's published by Allen & Unwin. $33 the price. If you'd like to hear that interview with the author, it was broadcast yesterday, I think, on Sunday morning. So you'll be able to find that using the search key on the RNZ website.